Hello, I'd like to welcome to the program retired Captain Alhaji Kante, who is a former Gambian Army spokesman, and he is now the spokesman for a new movement, the National Resistance Movement of the Gambia, NRMG, and you are currently based in Switzerland. Thank you so much for joining us today on our program.
Thank you very much.
What is the National Resistance Movement of the Gambia? Why are you creating this new movement right now?
It's been a long while. The country has passed through 20 years of hardship. The Gambian people have suffered for so long, and it is now time to change course, to show some level of seriousness, and send a clear message to the dictatorship in Banjul that it is not business as usual.
You are a former army spokesman. You are also affiliated with the secretary general of your movement, Pa Modu An, who's a retired lieutenant colonel, and a liaison officer, Mr. Lamine Jate. Is this movement based of former soldiers, or is it a mixture of people?
The movement has got membership from across the board, from ex-military officers to the general public, Gambians, friends of the Gambia, people who are interested in seeing there is that changes come to the Gambia.
Are you an armed movement? Are you a political movement? I mean, how would you define yourself?
Well, we are, first of all, a political movement. We believe in democracy and the rule of law, which is currently absent in the Gambia. We believe that Gambian people should be given the opportunity to decide their own destiny, which is not the case at the moment. We have tried everything in our ability, as Gambians, I am saying, not as a movement, to ensure that our country is based on the rule of law and the citizens have a right to exercise their franchise. But this has failed to happen because of the intransigence of the current leadership. And now we want to ensure that we can negotiate with the leadership or with any other person that is in position of power from a position of strength. And our message is loud and clear. If we cannot get peaceful transfer of power through the democratic process, we as a people, the Gambian people, have a right to rise up, to use any means necessary to ensure this happens.
You have been accused in the Gambia of being behind a plot to kill Yahya Jammeh, the leader of the Gambia. What are you bringing to the table and that any Gambian officials will listen to you? Have you made any contact with the government?
Well, being accused of wanting to kill Yahya Jammeh is not a new thing. Any pregnant woman can be accused of killing Yahya Jammeh. This man is a liar. He is a hypocrite, and he will do anything to get his way. So accusing anybody of trying to overthrow him is normal. I have not been the only person who has been accused over the years of having anything to do with complicity in a coup d'etat or something. But that is beside the case. I think what is important right now is for the world to look at the Gambia in its proper shape. The Gambia is under siege. We are a people under siege. This president is a dictator, and he needs to be removed. Period.
And have you received any sort of political support from any other movements or from any governments or neighboring governments? Have you had contact with any of the regional bodies? You founded this movement, but what sort of steps have you taken?
We have consulted widely across the board. We have consulted with Gambians and friends of the Gambia. We have spoken to people who are interested in ensuring that our country does not remain the way it is. So but what our concrete actions are will be tabled, will be laid accurately and clearly in due course. Right now, what we can tell the people is that we are going to deal with Yahya Jammeh in a different way this time. He has to listen. In fact, it's too late for him. The message is clear. It's too late for him. He has to resign now.
Now, there have been other movements within the past year who have also made this statement and that he would be removed and he is still in power. So can you give us exactly the concrete steps that your group is taking in order to meet or convey this message?
Well, I think he will get the message loud and clear. The NRMG is already a strong movement. We have just started, but I can tell you that we have registered the support of hundreds of people since we just started. And support is coming. It's flowing like a stream. You can see it is a reflection of the frustration of the people. We have been denied our fundamental rights for too long. But in concrete terms, what we're going to do is not something that I am mandated to reveal right now. But we are walking around the clock to ensure that this regime ends as soon as possible.
Where is your funding from? Are you being funded?
We are banking on the Gambian people because it is our stake. We are banking on the Gambian people who are, by the way, responding very positively to our call to unite, to ensure that in unity we stand, in division we fall. And we have seen these changes over the days and hours that we have formed ourselves. It is amazing. Support is flowing in. So that is not the problem. The problem is we have not got a single institution that is backing us militarily or is backing us financially. But the Gambian people will back themselves up, and they are doing that.
Alhaji Kante, who is former army spokesman and the spokesman for a new movement called the National Resistance Movement of the Gambia. You are in Switzerland. Thank you so much for joining us today on our program.
Thank you very much, too.